because I might cry up here, I might throw up, who knows. I'm going to need y'all to go to Lamentations 3:8. Also, when I cry and shout, he's shutting out my prayers. You know, sitting here talking about, you know, Jeremiah, you know, his lowest, sitting there trying to, you know, reach out to God. He's at his lowest, and God's not listening. He shut out his prayer. Sorry, I'm trying to, heart's racing. Well, will you pray for us?
Yeah. Lord, I thank you for another day of life. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be in the Lord's house tonight. Lord, I pray that you touch faith with the power of God, so that you fill him with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray that you give him exactly what you want him to say. Help him to say everything you want him to and nothing that you don't, Lord. I pray that you give him boldness, to give him courage, give him clear thoughts. It's in your son's perfect and precious name I pray. Amen.
Well, no, I'm going to skip down to, you know, 24 and 25. Read that to y'all. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Therefore, Lord, is good unto them that wait for him, for the soul that seeketh him. You know, even in those dark times when you're sitting there, you know, sitting there thinking, do I get out of church? Do I go? What do I do? You know, you're sitting there, you're forsaking the God, not knowing at all. You know, you're at your lowest when everything hits the fan. You don't know what to do. You start slowly getting out of church, you know, how good is your faith when you're going to sit there and you get down to that lowest point? You know, when you're down in that valley, are you going to forsake God? Are you going to go somewhere else? Or are you going to, you know, stay with him? You know, have hope. You know, seek and wait for him. I know my father, you know, y'all thought I would have grew up in church or something. No, not at all. My father was not a good man. He sit there, you know, he was called to preach then. I don't know if I fully believe that now, if you want to be honest. But, you know, he was called to preach, then his mother died. And he went the other way, started drinking, was completely gone the other way, and that's all I knew my whole life, you know, drinking, smoking, whatever. And till he died, I was even lower. I was sitting there. Then I got a call one day. That man sitting right back there. He called me, took me to church. That day on, it changed my life. So I knew at my lowest, God was there, and he reached out. All I had to do was wait for that lot. Wait, just wait for him. Don't sit there and just go your other way, forsake him. Wait for him, because there will be hope at that end. Just wait, just gotta wait. I don't have much for y'all, but just wait through it. He will be there. That's all I got.